Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for today, Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. Well, I am your presenter, Richie Farrell, in the headlines.
When it happens, where?
Former DLP Administration Agriculture Minister and owner of Exotica Cottages, Atherton Martin, reveals what he thinks may have caused the apprehension and premature departure of seven wealthy American tourists. USVI Governor Albert Bryan Jr. to visit St. Vincent and the Grenadines to strengthen ties and collaborate on important sectors that are critical to the territory's shared growth and development.
Only on Q.
And six people are presumed dead in the Baltimore Key Bridge crash after the collision involving the Singapore-flagged Dali, which struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge as it left port on Tuesday. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited. We'll be back with more details.
Top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.
Enjoy sweet savings at Courts with up to 40% off selected items. Save $850 on the LG 50-inch WebOS Smart LED TVs. Save $800 on the Mabe 19-cubic foot fridges. Save $1,400 on the Loris Living Room Suite and $450 on the Restonic Comfort Care Pillow Top Queen Mattress. Get what you need and pay now or later with Courts Ready Finance. It's too sweet to resist. Indulge at Courts. Bring value home. Special conditions apply. Offer ends March 23rd, 2024.
Welcome back. Former Minister of Agriculture and owner of Exotica Cottages, Atherton Mate, reveals what the cause was for the apprehension and premature departure of seven wealthy American tourists who came to Dominica for leisure in response to an invitation from aviator Mr. Brian Lloyd with the knowledge of a senior port officer. The seven visitors came to Dominica on three private planes and landed at the Canfield Airport. Mr. Martin revealed that they had been cleared by Immigration and Customs, after which the visitors were brought to Exotica Cottages to begin their Nature Isle experience. However, police suddenly stormed Exotica Cottages to detain the visitors, claiming that they needed to be investigated. Immigration status needed to be investigated. Based on international law, anybody flying an aircraft along with the pilot is considered crew, and in that instance, it is left to the discretion of immigration officers to stamp or just validate the passport of crew members. Marte explained that the seven Americans presented all their passport documents to immigration as customary, and after review, all seven visitors were allowed to leave the airport and enter into Dominica. The Americans, who were supposed to leave on Wednesday, March 27th, were forced to leave Dominica on March 25th, 2024. Since then, the public has raised concern with the police about this matter. Martin further explained the arrival of the Americans with the start of a new tourism project involving aviators with wealthy clients looking for destinations to visit throughout the year. He revealed the factors which led to the Americans having a bad experience in Dominica.
Just as they were about to leave the airport, they were asked by the customs or by the airport authorities, hold on, somebody from immigration is coming to talk to you. Okay. As it turns out, international protocols define anybody who's flying an aircraft along with one other person is considered crew on that aircraft. And the international protocols is crew do not have to have their passports stamped by immigration. They need to show their passport, but the protocol says immigration can or cannot stamp it because your crew, the passports, it turns out, were not stamped. But that was not a violation of immigration. They had a conversation with immigration before they left the airport.
Owner of Exotica Cottages, Atherton Mate. The Dominica Athletics Association, DAA, has struck a deal with Japanese sportswear company ASICS which will become its official apparel sponsor for 2 years up until World Athletics Junior Championships 2026 in Eugene, Oregon. ASICS is one of the top sportswear brands in the world, seeking to penetrate new markets that embody the global apparel company's philosophy of a sound mind, sound body. With recent successes by Dominican athletes, namely Thea Lafour-Gatson, Trenice Hamilton, Carol Etienne, Addison James, and Denick Luke, ASICS found it fitting to partner with the Dominica Athletics Association, having identified it as an organization making strategic moves to grow the sport locally and ambitions to replicate its successes on a global stage through its upcoming talents. The brand will supply the Athletics Association with complete performance competition and training gear, as well as podium wear. The uniforms embody the unique characteristics of Dominica and its national flag, with striking a green, red, black, and white color scheme that will truly differentiate the country on the global scene. The uniforms will make its debut at the 51st edition of the CARIFTA Games to be held in Grenada from March 30th to April 1st, 2024, where the Dominican delegation is seeking to increase its medical haul at this key premier event showcasing junior athletes from the Caribbean region. Bernard Etinoff, the general manager of the Dominica Water and Sewage Company, DOWASCO, has disclosed the implementation of a brand new distribution system valued at $4 million. The system is aimed at serving the residents of Wesley, who were displaced as a result of the ongoing construction of the international airport. Etinoff emphasized that the installation was imperative as the area lacked an existing water system that could be utilized. He spoke on state-owned radio earlier this week.
With development comes quite a bit of changes, lots of challenges, and of course construction of the new international airport is significant. A great part of the community of Wesley, significant part, had to be relocated, and so one of the things that had to be done was to extend the water supply to the new area where these people were located, in the Joe Burton area. And to do that, since it was slightly higher in some parts than where our existing water storage tank was, we had to provide a new water storage tank, a 500,000-gallon storage tank, new pipeworks, of course, the reticulation within the development itself. And so the government of Dominica provided the funding with which we were able to do that. And so we built that new tank, did all the pipeworks even before the roads were completed. And so we are now serving that community as well as the entire community of Wesley from that new storage tank, well, of course, the new distribution system for the community itself. It did cost quite a bit of money, well in excess of $4 million, but as indicated, provided by the government of Dominica.
In addition, Etinoff mentioned that lands have been procured as part of the company's initiative to construct a water system catering to the needs of the international airport.
In the process, we took the opportunity also to purchase lands adequate to build a new storage tank for the airport project itself. So as soon as the funds are made available, that tank will be built, and of course the pipeworks to take the water down to the site for the new airport, because it's going to be requiring quite a bit of water, and we do not want to affect negatively the communities of Wesley, Woodfield and Marigot as we serve them from the existing system that is there.
Bernard Etinoff, the general manager of DOASCO. This is Q95 News. In a recent release, the World Health Organization highlighted the heightened risk of abuse faced by older women and women with disabilities, a plight often overlooked in global and national violence-related data. The health agency emphasized the urgent need for enhanced research across countries to accurately capture these women's experiences and address their specific needs. Recent publications by the WHO underscored the scarcity of data on gender-based violence among older women and women with disabilities, despite evidence indicating a high prevalence of such abuse. One systematic review revealed increased risks of intimate partner violence and sexual violence among women with disabilities compared to their counterparts without disabilities. technical officer at the WHO and the United Nations Special Program on Human Reproduction, HRP, for violence against women, data and measurement, stressed the importance of understanding the diverse impacts of violence on women and girls. She emphasized that such understanding is crucial for tailoring effective programs and services to meet their unique needs. Intimate partner violence and sexual violence remain pervasive globally, affecting approximately 1 in 3 women. However, older women and women with disabilities are not exempt from these forms of abuse. Following their participation of a five-day regional seminar on ecosystem restoration organized by the National Infrastructure for Caribbean Resilience, NICAR program, three representatives from NGOs in Dominica expressed their appreciation for the opportunity to participate and learn. They highlighted their intention to share the knowledge gained with their respective NGOs to integrate it into their operations and their projects in Dominica. As participant observers during the experience, the Dominicans and other attendees assisted communities in creating fire breaks, clearing fire lines and pathways to mitigate the occurrence of bush and forest fires. Moreover, the Dominica participants recognized the value of NICAR's efforts to foster local and regional connections alongside the knowledge exchange.
Well, for me, it was a learning experience, I must say. It was very interesting. I met some of my NICAR family through the seminar, and some of the policies that I learned about, I never knew. So I am saying right now that I feel that I'm more aware of what is needed to be done to help protect the forest. I also was able to see the different fire breakers. I didn't know much about that. So for me, it was a good learning experience, I must say.
As my colleague said, it was a very enlightening experience. And I think going back to Dominica Red Cross, it provided some, I can say, appreciation for conservation initiatives. And it provided some real life experience, hands-on experience as to what our colleagues are doing, what has worked, what hasn't worked. So some best practices have been identified and we will go back and put those into action.
Well, quite honest, I learned quite a bit. Some of the practices that I saw, even yesterday and even today, some of these practices I've seen first-hand view of it back in Dominica. So, but there are certain techniques that I saw up here that I will bring back over to Dominica, especially to our organization. And during the seminar, I learned quite a bit from the different countries as to the way in which they go ahead and do certain things. And I've seen it yesterday through the Gaia. We have something similar, which we call Kudme, where we bring in, it's a patois word, but we're still coming along and helping people, and you bring along the same food and the drink. And yes, you mingle around with each other and you share food and drink, but it's also a day for work. So practically, most of this thing, we do have it back home. But some of the techniques, like doing the different drainage on the mountainside, all these are kind of new to me. So certainly I'll be taking these type of things back home to Dominica.
You're tuned in with Q95 News. Project manager Dr. Jermaine Jewel Jean-Pierre claims that Dominica's digital transformation project continues to take root into the operations of business and into the lives of Dominicans. The project, which is supported by the OECS and has regional components, came about in 2020, where the government of Dominica took a loan from the World Bank to fund the digital transformation project. While speaking to local media recently, project manager Dr. Jermaine Jewel Jean-Pierre expounded on the purpose for the government's investments into this project and its vision.
The vision of the project is to assist in creating the whole digital economy. And so within that project, there are activities that support citizens accessing services online, business doing all of their transactions or all of their processes rather online, that facilitate us not having to stand in long lines, us not having to, you know, necessarily go to a bank and, you know, collect funds from an ATM to go to pay for something, but being able to pay for it online.
The training component of the program has been going well. Jean-Pierre adds that 16 innovation hubs are open around Dominica, offering training to business personnel and consumers on digital-related software at no cost to them.
We offer training at different levels. So you have the basic level, just, you know, knowing how to turn on a computer, how to access the internet. I'm training as far as being able to develop a website. So imagine you're a small to medium-sized business and you want to be part of the digital economy. You want to have that online presence, but you don't have the skills to develop that website. And so under the project, we're providing classes at no cost to the citizen or to a business owner to get that particular skills. So I can say that, you know, it's impacting the whole issue of payment. The fact that somebody could actually go online and pay for a service, I mean, it's now for now cash, you know, so to speak. You know, you don't have to, you know, me as a citizen, often I walk in town and I wish to purchase something, but I'm not a cash person. So I would tend to have to pass this item straight because I'm not going to go to an ATM to come back unless it's something really, really important. That's a loss for me. That's also a loss for the business.
Project manager, Dr. Jermaine Jewel Jean-Pierre. The Dominica State College held its career fair on March 22, 2024. 32 businesses participated in this event, solidifying its success. Officer in charge at the Dominica State College, Trudy Christian, says this year's fair had a bigger turnout of interested students than in previous years. Ms. Christian expects the students to get a clear insight on the jobs available in Dominica.
It is an event annually put on by the Career Development Office of Student Affairs, and it is an event where we invite local businesses to our campus to showcase what job opportunities may be available for our students, either when they leave school or if they want to be working concurrently with their education. So you would know that, you know, oftentimes there is this, you know, saying that there's no work, there's nothing to do, and sometimes students may get discouraged even before they try to enter the working arena. But with a career fair, students will become exposed possibly to areas that they never thought about working in, or areas that they may have interest in but they did not know what companies offered those particular services or those particular products. And this fair is just an opportunity for them to open their eyes and see what is available and to be competitive to get what is available in the job market.
Officer in charge at the Dominica State College, Trudy Christian. USVI Governor Albert Bryan Jr. will visit St. Vincent and the Grenadines, where he will strive to strengthen connections and collaborate on important sectors critical to the territory's shared growth and development. According to a notice from the Government House in St. Croix, Governor Bryan will visit St. Vincent and the Grenadines to meet with Prime Minister Ralph Gonsalves. Open quote. He will also visit agricultural and fisheries sites to gather insights into boosting the territory's food security and growth, end quote, the release stated. Bryan will also meet with ministers of finance, tourism, and economic development from St. Vincent and the Grenadines to discuss potential for mutual economic growth and development. This is Q95 News. Investigators have boarded the container ship which crashed into a bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore and recovered its data recorder. Officials say six people are presumed dead after the collision involving the Singapore-flagged dolly, which struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge as it left port on Tuesday. Two victims have so far been named. That's Miguel Luna, originally from El Salvador, and Mena Suazo Sandoval, a Honduran citizen.
The data recorder from the ship. Now that may be crucial because one of the lines of inquiry they're looking at is whether or not what they described as dirty fuel could have contributed to this power blackout on the ship. Maritime experts say that contaminated fuel can cause problems with the ship's main power generators. And we heard also from the American Pilots Association. These are include harbour pilots, those people that board a ship to get it in and out of port in places like this. Now, they have said that there were two pilots in control of the vessel, that it lost power, that they ordered the rudder to steer hard to the left and drop the left anchor to try and prevent this collision. And then crucially, they radioed that Mayday call, which alerted the police to the fact that the collision may be imminent, and therefore they tried to stop the traffic going over the bridge. And certainly that is being treated locally as a really crucial moment that may have saved many lives in this incident.
And that's the midday news for today. Here's a recap of our headlines. Former DLP Administration Agriculture Minister and owner of Exotica Cottages, Atherton Mate, reveals what he thinks may have caused the apprehension and premature departure of seven wealthy American tourists. USVI Governor Albert Bryan Jr. to visit St. Vincent and the Grenadines to strengthen ties and collaborate on significant sectors that are critical to the territory's shared growth and development. And six people are presumed dead in the Baltimore Key Bridge crash after the collision involving the Singapore-flagged dolly, which struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge as it left port on Tuesday. The news is brought to you with the very kind compliments of Courts Dominica Limited.
Our news, as it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q95, the big station, Q95 DA.